Let's get going. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Trails at Shirts Canyon Public Infrastructure District. Today's May 6, 2026. It's 10:03 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if you could state your name for the recording, we'll start with the board. Jace, your chair, do you want to start?
Jason, man.
Ryan Howard, clerk.
Nick Ripondelli.
Tyler King with Snow Jensen Reese, District Council.
Lauren Warburton with CLA, District Accountant.
Izzy, you want to tell us who you are?
Yes, Izzy Snow Jensen at the Cedar City office.
And then Tommy, do you want to?
Yeah, Tommy Mann, I guess witness.
Soon to be board member, right?
Soon to be board member, yes.
Okay. All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy back at our offices. And then Izzy is at, and that's one of the things we'll talk about later, is what the legislature did, is they're requiring an anchor location be either in the district or in the sponsoring entity of the district. And so we have a Cedar City office, and Izzy's going to take care of that anchor location for us. So Izzy, is there any members of the public there?
There's not. No.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, board, with that, then let's move on. We have the board meeting minutes from our February 11th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
I move we approve.
Thanks, Jace.
I second that.
Thanks, Rye. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, Lauren, turn it over to you. Lauren, you're on mute if you're trying to talk.
I am definitely trying to talk. Thank you. All right. All right. So, board, we'll start with the payment listing here. This does cover Q1, so January 1st through March 31st. Looks like the total here is $219,146.38. The majority of that is the March bond interest payment for the 2025 A1 bonds. And then it looks like a few accounting and legal charges that went through as well. So the first one was paid by the developer, as you guys probably remember, and started up on the working capital requisition. So now those administrative costs will be sent to you for signature. But that is it for the payments. If I can answer any questions at all.
Okay, if you want to go on, then we'll just cover both of them in one motion.
Okay, and then moving on to the financial statements, we start with the balance sheet. Again, as of March 31st, total assets were sitting at just over $10.6 million, with the majority of that being in the debt service fund for the 2025 A2 series. It's like just over $9.5 million there, but we do also have $120,000 in capital projects fund, just under $900,000 in the debt service 2025 A1 and B series, and just over 41,000 in the general fund. And then on the liability side, just 6,600 in account payable as of March 31st. Then moving on to the general fund, it looks like total revenues were made up of interest income of just over $1,300. Total expenditures are made up of the accounting and legal costs so far of 9,600. So that brought our ending fund balance in the general fund to $34,804. And then in the first debt service fund for the 2025 A and B series, total revenues were interest income of just under $8,600. Then for expenditures, we did have that bond interest payment mentioned up above, which brought our ending fund balance to just under $900,000. And then in our second debt service fund for the 2025 A2 series, We had interest income of just over $12,000 and then some assessment fee revenues of just under $90,000 with no expenditures. So that brought our ending fund balance to $1,659,000.
Can I ask a question there? What is the assessment fee revenue? I don't understand that.
Assessment fee revenue are the, so far, I would say this is probably the assessment payments that have been coming in for the lot payoffs.
As we
So
sell a
just
house, the dollars from the sales of the house.
say that again.
Every house that we sell, we earmark approximately $37,000. That's what that money represents.
Yeah, this is the.
Jason, I'm so sorry, I can't.
It's a, I can. I mean, it's just a special assessment payoff manual that we do every house. So I think our model is 30,717, but the payoffs kind of vary. So we order a payoff from selling every time that we sell a home. So that is kind of how that bond flows into kind of a cost per lot basis. So yes, that's the payoff per sale.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ryan. Sorry, Jason, I couldn't hear your question. Is there anything else I can answer for you? Okay, sounds like no.
Oh, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. And then in the Capital Projects Fund, very limited activity here. So $1.78 of interest income, which brings our ending fund balance here to $120,223.
I'm sorry for the next question. What's the transfer to other fund for 99,000?
I believe this is for administrative costs, but let's see where this was transferred. Yes, so this was just transferred to the general fund for the administrative costs here. Anything else I can answer?
No, thank you, though.
And Michael, I'll leave it to you for your motion.
Okay. So, board, what I would need then, if there's no other questions, would be a motion to approve the first quarter expenditures and then the financial statements.
Move we approve the first quarter financial statements and the expenses.
I
Thanks,
second
Jason. Thanks, Rye. All those in favor say aye.
that.
That is unanimous. All right, couple things that the legislature did. And I'll let Tyler go through the first, which is new conflict of interest disclosures. So, Tyler.
Yeah, after this meeting, I will be circulating our conflict of interest disclosures. There's the state legislature recently passed a statute requiring that all public officers, well, all officers and board members of public entities have to fill out the same disclosures that they do. So it's a more detailed version of the disclosures that you previously gave. With the email that I'll be circulating that new form, I will also include the prior disclosures that you've given us to help fill out these ones. These ones are, as you can imagine, are more in depth since they're the same ones that the state legislators have to fill out as well. If you run into any questions, please feel free to reach out and we'll answer them for you. And then if you can get them to us in the next 2 weeks or so, that'd be great. These will become an annual thing. We'll send these out to you in December of every year. We have to have them on file between January 1st and January 31st of each year. This first year, obviously, they're with it having just kicked in, they're giving us kind of some leeway as far as the first time getting these in. The good news is, unless anything changes after you fill out this one, you should be able to more or less rely on the first one to fill out the subsequent ones. Do you guys have any questions?
Good. Thank you, though.
Yeah, we recognize it sucks, but there's nothing we can do. So, okay. Second thing that they did was they are now requiring that there is an anchor location inside of the district or inside the sponsoring entity of the district. So since we have an office in St. George, we're just going to be able to handle all of the meetings from our St. George office. So that comes in handy for us. There's a bunch of the other districts that we've got to work out logistics, and it's going to be interesting. But for us, good news, we have our office in St. George, and Izzy's going to be the one that helps us out. So,
Our office in Cedar. That's what you meant.
yep.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Is there anything else, Tyler? Feels like I'm missing something
You
else.
missed the insurance.
Oh, thank you. So we get our insurance from Local Governments Trust. So we have a $5 million policy. A lot of the new, well, most of the new districts are, we're only doing a $2 million liability cap. So Utah Local Governments Trust came and said, hey, our wholesale market charging us more, so we need to increase the premium for the $5 million. We said, well, we don't want to see the premium increase. What can we do? Can we go down to the 2 million like we have with the others? And another reason why we did five at the time was that was pretty much the standard that Utah Local Governments Trust did for districts, was the 5 million. So we asked, can we go down to the 2? They said yes, and that would keep our premium at the same $3,500 a year. So what we just want to do is make sure you guys were good with us going down to the 2 million. Tyler, me, Matt, we've all talked through it. We all feel that we're comfortable going to the 2 million. So our recommendation is to go to the 2 million. We just wanted you guys to say you were comfortable with it.
From my perspective, I am fine with it. I'm not speaking for anybody else.
I'm fine with it as well, but can you just explain like what the insurance covers or what the protection is?
Yeah, so it's a general liability coverage. So it's going to have errors and omissions, officers, directors to cover you guys, and then just any general liability to the district. There really isn't any, but let's say somebody were to fall and get hurt inside the district. There's a potential somebody could want to sue the district, even though it's on private land. But so there's just that general liability that goes along with it, Ryan. So we also have a crime policy that's attached. That one isn't changing. That one is based off of the budget every year. So as you guys spend money and as the district, spends all of the capital money, as well as we start making bond payments, that premium drops a little bit every year. And that's really in case somebody inside of the district were to embezzle, do something they shouldn't with the money, then the crime policy covers that. It replaced the old treasurer's bond. So just the general liability, we just have to have it because the bond documents make us have it.
Okay, sounds good. When do we need to make a decision on that? Or are you going to send a.
Pretty much now, just so we can let them know.
I'm okay with it.
Okay.
I'm good with it.
Okay, perfect. We'll let them know then. I will be sending out, Ryan, the quarterly reports to get updated. Nick, if you could get me a few pictures of the development, that would be helpful. And then, Ryan, once you get those back, I can send them out to get signatures, Jace. So, kind of the three of you could look. Jason, if you're going to be out, then I can always have Ryan sign if you need.
I'll be available.
Okay, perfect. Okay, any needs from us? Any questions? Anything we can help you with?
Appreciate everything you do for us. Thank you.
Yep. Rye, were you going to say something?
I'm okay, kid. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Last thing I would need then is a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
Thanks, Jace.
I second that.
Thanks, Rye. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. That's unanimous.